Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that be bringing along.
I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options. I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes. I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone. I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm butting your shirt, Twan.
Yeah, buddy. Da, da, ya, 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 da, 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 da.
Here we are, day three, final day at SEC Radio Row in Birmingham, Alabama, and we are going to get things rolling here. We have a lot to talk about, Crowder, with the NBA Finals last night, and there is an air of anticipation in the building today because Nick Saban is here, and when we were talking off the air before the show, I was saying it's like a head of state. It's like a president. There are people outside waiting. They have Nick Saban and Alabama signs. They're outside our hotel.
Yep.
And there is added security here today on SEC Radio Row. And there's like this air of excitement because he's in the building.
People feel blessed to just see him.
Yes. Yes.
They know he's not walking away out there to talk to him.
Correct.
Just to see him get out of the car makes people excited.
Yep. So, and here is the thing, by the way. Nick Saban, according to our friends here at the Orange Bowl, this is all part of our Orange Bowl media tour that we do every year. Our friends at the Orange Bowl tell us that Nick Saban is indeed going to come sit down and talk with me and Crowder in the 3 o'clock hour today. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. My bet would be no. Because he's going to take one look at this Radio Row and say no thanks. And then he's going to remember his rookie show experience with you. And he's going to say, Crowder, Channing Crowder? No, sir.
But have you seen Celtic Pride, that movie?
Yes.
Maybe we should kidnap him.
They keep telling us that he is going to join us. But we shall see because there is really a massive amount of security. I saw him walk into the what is it, the McGee and Dolly show? What's that, the SEC show?
Yes, Smith and Wilson. What'd you call him yesterday? Marty and McGee.
Marty and McGee. When he went into Marty and McGee, they have security, and then they have another layer of troopers that are just like, securing the room that he's in. So whether he's actually going to walk down here and talk with us two boobs, we will find out. But
Marty talked to me yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
He knows you?
I saw Marty at the Outback
yesterday.
And he came up to me. He said he listens to the show when he's in South Florida, and he's watched the podcast before.
That's cool.
It was, man. I felt honored. I saw him. I didn't want to be the fanboy to him, and
he
actually came up to me, which made me feel a little
good. Did you tell him I'm also a big fan of McGee and Moose?
It's like, yeah, my radio partner. He doesn't even know your name, bro.
Big fan.
He loves you to death.
So maybe Nick Saban today. I don't know. We'll find out. What a performance we witnessed last night from Giannis Antetokounmpo. That was the coronation of Giannis, in my opinion, the coronation of Giannis as a legit NBA MVP and a guy who can lead a team to a finals.
Yeah.
There was that whole talk, you know, with Kendrick Perkins that Chris Middleton is Batman and Giannis is Robin.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, Perk.
No.
There is a Batman on that team, and it is a Greek Batman. That guy was phenomenal last night.
And not just now, because like you're saying, MVP, finals MVP, league MVP, but the name, the list that he's on now with the final accolades with Kareem and Jordan and just like Hall of Fame type stuff he's involved in now. So, yes, guys like Perk or even myself, like I've questioned Giannis in the past. Mm-hmm. I questioned Giannis when they lost to the Heat last year. You can't question Giannis' ability anymore. The man's special. Dropped 50, bro.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
50?
It was unbelievable.
90% from the line.
That
when we
was
were
the
scared.
Thing that was staggering. Yep. I think he was 17 of 18 from the line. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Shut up the critics, but can you? Is there anything you could criticize him for now?
No.
Because even the free throw shooting.
No.
Yeah.
Everything that he did, from staying in a small market city to saying, I'm going to do it here, and doing it there.
Yes.
Not listening to the detractors that were saying he made a mistake. There's a lot of Heat fans. Solana is one of them. There's a lot of Heat fans. You know, mother bleeped him, and this is dumb. You're never going to win a final. You should have come here. And he took that team on his shoulders, and he did it himself. In fact, we can bring in Solana to get headlines. But Solana, you and a lot of Heat Nation, I know we were feeling a little scorched when he decided to stay in Milwaukee, sign the extension. But obviously, you have to bow down to him.
I do. And yeah. I think I didn't expect myself to be happy for him yesterday watching him win a title. And I was because of everything you just said. And I was one of his biggest, I guess, detractors or haters. I've been saying Chris Middleton will be finals MVP. Giannis doesn't have what it takes to close out a series. And he proved me wrong yesterday. Like, he dropped the 50 burger. He did everything right yesterday. And you know what? I am happy for him. Congrats to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
I was too.
Both sides of the court too, because them five blocks.
Oh my God, he was. I mean, honestly, he did everything. But he did everything for what, 3-4 out of those five games? Like, I mean, that or six games? Like that. That was. I mean, it was MVP worthy. If you had any doubts that, you know, well, is he really an MVP? Is he better than KD? Is he? Well, there was one dude standing at the end of the NBA Finals. And aside from, you know, I mean, Drew Holiday played great. He played great defense. Yep. He had a great game. Chris Middleton had a great game. But Giannis was the star. It wasn't like, hey, we give Finals MVP to this guy because he's the MVP and it could have gone a bunch of ways. That was Giannis's MVP. That was Giannis's Finals. Dude celebrated at Chick-fil-A or McDonald's today with a 50-piece nugget.
I can criticize that, Giannis.
You can't criticize 50
criticize
nuggets?
You can't get a McNugget at Chick-fil-A. I'm just telling you, Giannis, I'm sorry. You can't get McNuggets at Chick-fil-A. So let's be honest. I know we love him to death and we'll give him all this love
today.
You
may not be able to. He can. All right, let's get headlines here to start the hour. Headlines with our own Alejandro Solana.
This sports update is brought to you by Indeed. Shift hiring gears with Indeed. They go beyond the resume with 135 skills tests that help candidates show their abilities on things like computer proficiency or customer service. Indeed skills tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. Visit Indeed.com/credit. The final score yesterday, 105-98. Credit to the Suns, too, who didn't just curl up and lose on the road in a game six. They made it competitive. That was a fun game last night.
Yeah. And how about, was it Monty Williams, the coach? Did you see him go to the – I'd never seen this before. The opposing – and maybe it does happen every year. I don't know. But he went to the winner's locker room and spoke to their team and said, what an honor it was to coach against you guys. I learned a lot. My team learned a lot. Congratulated them. I was almost brought to tears watching that last night on TV. Because you know his story, right? Didn't he lose his wife and his child in a car accident?
I didn't know that, really?
Yeah, Monty Williams
has
just the How long ago was that salon? Was it a couple years ago, maybe?
He was coaching in the NBA. I don't remember if it was his son as well, but I do remember
his wife. Let me see.
I think it was just his wife.
Yeah, William's wife Ingrid died from injuries sustained in a car crash in Oklahoma City after her car was struck head on by a vehicle, and they have five children together. And he was a coach in the league at that time, and I remember how heartbreaking it was because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he showed it last night when he walked into that locker room.
Class act. That didn't make me cry. His post-game press conference when he was trying to keep it together and broke down and had to walk off.
Yeah.
I teared up this morning watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it almost felt like they were destined to win, right? Last year in the bubble, they didn't really belong there, but they snuck in. They go undefeated in the bubble. They showed that they belonged with the top flight of the NBA. And then this year, they make all the right moves in the offseason, and they were really the Cinderella team in the NBA, but proved that they belonged. And it almost felt up 2-0, they were destined for an NBA championship.
Yep.
Only mistake they made was making Chris Paul the number one. To be honest, I know we're getting sentimental there for a second, but this damn Chris Paul folded, baby. He folded.
Yeah. He wasn't horrible. He at the end in the fourth quarter, he had a terrible turnover, but he wasn't like his stat line wasn't terrible last night.
Yeah, Hawk, what 20?
I'm not defending him because he obviously needed to do more than he did over the final four games of the series.
Yeah.
So I'm not defending him, but he didn't look as bad as he looked, say, in games 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And Ayton was a 7-foot ghost last night.
Yeah.
Ayton
chewed up
nothing.
Yep.
Unaggressive, getting his ball blocked.
Yep. Hey,
bro, you're too big to get dunked on.
Yep.
A Lopez brother dunked on you? You're 21 years old. Right. He's 61
right.
years
that
old.
That should never happen.
No.
By the way, you mentioned Chris Paul there. He said after the game he's ready to get back to work, so don't expect a retirement from CP3.
All right, very good. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys, Team USA, they're saying Zach LaVine, he's cleared health and safety protocols, so he's going to join the team in Tokyo for the Olympics tomorrow afternoon. Remember, Team USA, they'll kick things off Sunday in their pool play. As for the Olympics, it already began. The opening ceremony is tomorrow, but it already began. The United States women's national team, they lost their Tokyo Olympics opener, the women's national team, of course, in soccer, 3-0. To Sweden this morning. That was a shocker.
All right, that's good. I didn't know the Olympics were already underway. Look at us, learning something new.
Los Madelines, they lost 6-3 yesterday to the Nationals. They'll play them again today, the series finale, in the nation's capital, 7:05 p.m. first pitch. And tonight, Inter Miami, they'll play New England at 7:30 from Drive Pink Stadium. Inter Miami will play the best team in the Eastern Conference. They're the worst team in the Eastern Conference.
So
a tough test for the Pinks. Today, guys, is big day. National Hot Dog Day and National Junk Food Day.
Oh, well, if Nick Saban does walk over here, I'm going to ask him about hot dogs and junk food. And he's
going to
head for the exit.
He might swing on you now. He got 70 guys around him. That's going to happen.
How would that go if I ask him first question? Coach Nick Saban joining us. You like hot dogs?
He might walk away.
Might walk away.
Literally get up, walk off.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
I'm just hoping I get a handshake.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys, your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. The feels like temperature, which, Hawk, I know you – don't love, but the feels like temperature all across South Florida today.
If it feels like it, that's the temperature. You know what I mean? Like, why do we call it the feels like temperature? If that's what it is, that's what it is.
It's not what it is, though. It's just what it feels like.
Well, but then that's what the temperature is. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Because you add the humidity in and all that.
If it feels like a certain temperature, that's the temperature.
But the thermometer says 95.
Well, then the thermometer's wrong.
I don't know if that's right.
What about people who are, let's say they're 60, but they feel 40? Doesn't mean they're 40. They're 60, but they just feel 40.
Mm. That's actually not a bad point from Solana. It's a very good I don't really have any way to rebut that.
I would say it's a lie when people say that anyway.
Right, but I understand what he's saying. Like, sometimes you do have something that feels differently than what the actual number is. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Like, sometimes I've been to a Panthers game this season, you know, when they had the limited attendance. It felt like 20,000 people were there, but it was really only 4,000.
Right. So was it 20 there or 4?
Right.
Because you're saying it's 20,000 because it felt like
right.
it.
Right. Interesting. You've given me food for thought, Solana.
And it's national.
I'll tell you
food.
What, Crowder.
Look at that.
And that is some junk food.
Anyways, it does feel all across South Florida like it's triple digits, 100 plus everywhere from West Palm down to the Keys. Right now, it feels like 106 degrees in Cape Town where I'm situated.
Wow.
It is hot outside. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
George Sedano from ESPN is going to talk some NBA Finals with us next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Adetokunbo for three.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
George Sedano. He can be heard every day on ESPN Los Angeles, and he can be seen all over ESPN, whether it's on the jump or around the horn or prowling the sidelines. He is joining us. We love talking hoops with him. George, if you had to pick one main storyline coming out of last night's NBA Finals victory by Milwaukee, is it the, as I've called it, the coronation of Giannis as extremely deserving of MVP and extremely deserving as being known as a guy that can lead a team to the finals?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. This is about Giannis. And, you know, I tweeted this last night, is that I feel like in general – whether it's us or even fans, we need to all do a better job of letting people be themselves,
yes.
right? And just kind of enjoy their specific uniqueness and skill sets and whatnot, their strengths, even their flaws, right, to some extent. We spend way too much time talking about what people can't do and not enough time kind of marveling at their greatness and what they're capable of. And yes, Giannis is not a consistent jump shooter. Giannis is not a consistent free throw shooter. But Giannis is a force kind of like Shaq was, and this is the comparison I keep making, and people push back on me. Yes, it's not an apples to apples because he's not, he's not built like Shaquille O'Neal. But people forget Orlando Shaq was as bouncy as all hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that he kind of reminds me of that, where he does all his damage, or for the most part, does his damage in the paint. He's really a big man who plays a more perimeter style game. And he's unique that way. And I think that people don't know how to deal with that as far as just how to analyze, right, what he's capable of and what he's not capable of. And we spent a lot of time, worrying about his shortcomings. And he proved everybody wrong. He made everybody eat it last night.
And, George, after the game, Giannis took a shot, in my mind, at super teams. He said he did it the hard way is how he put it. Is this championship more prestigious or respected than even the Heat Big Three, the Heatles, or Golden State with KD, or if the Nets were to win one in the next couple of years? Does this mean more because of the way it was constructed and the way Giannis did it?
Well, look, I mean – I think to some people that'll be the case. Like, I don't look at it that way, because I can also poke holes in that and say, well, listen, you beat a Brooklyn team with Kevin Durant, playing out of his mind, coming off an Achilles injury. James Harden, who was clearly not what he was capable of, and no Kyrie Irving, when they were getting their doors blown off when it was just Kevin and Kyrie. Look, we could poke holes in that stuff. The Heat played, granted, the first one, you could say, oh, they played a young OKC team. But beating the Spurs, listen, I don't care what anybody says. The Spurs are one of the greatest dynasties in basketball history, okay? Particularly modern basketball history. What Miami had to endure to beat that team, that coach, arguably one of the greatest coaches of all time, nobody can take that away. So while I understand Giannis's point, I'm not sitting here and saying that, we can't poke holes in his argument, too.
George Sedano is with us. What do you think happened with Phoenix? Too inexperienced. Chris Paul ran out of gas. Mike Budenholzer adjusted Milwaukee perfectly after what he saw in games one and two. Like, what's the explanation for looking so good games one and two and then falling flat on your face for the next four?
I think you kind of nailed it. It's pretty much all of that. And what I would add is, with Devin Booker specifically, and he's amazing, dude. We saw the ascension of a superstar there. But I think that what the superstars do as they get older is they realize they need to involve their teammates more. And going into that game, Tom Haberstroh had this number. Devin Booker in this series had 24 field goal attempts in the fourth quarter, zero assists. And ESPN has a stat that they track called assist opportunities, which basically a pass that you make that leads to a shot attempt. And in this series, and I don't know what the numbers were yesterday because I haven't looked it up, but heading into game six, the Suns were 1-4 when he had five or less assist opportunities, where he's creating for other guys open looks. And that's part of the problem. Now, yesterday he didn't have a great game in general. He only scored 19 points or whatever it was. So I just think he was just not great at all yesterday by his standards to begin with. But they were moving the ball all over the place. They were getting guys involved. Jay Crowder was getting looks. Mikal Bridges was getting looks. DeAndre Ayton was getting looks. And they kind of went away from that a little bit, and they played into Milwaukee's hands somewhat. I don't really think Budenholzer adjusted all that much. He did make some subtle adjustments. But really it was Phoenix kind of falling in love with more isolation basketball. And Chris Paul kind of ran out of gas a little bit. Jrue Holiday did a fantastic job defending him. Of the amount, I don't remember what the exact turnover amount was that Chris had in the series, but almost half of them were caused by Jrue Holiday.
And, George, speaking of CP3, if he wants a championship, I know he has, I believe it's $44 million on the table next year if he continues to play for the Suns and doesn't opt out or try to go anywhere else. Should he leave if he wants to win a ring? Because in my mind, you get a healthy Clippers, you get a healthy Lakers team back in the West. The Suns' window's closed. Am I incorrect on that?
I agree with you. I think that they're a nice young team. Like, they're one of these teams that's like a 4 or 5 seed. With a healthy group, right? A healthy Clippers, healthy Lakers, we got to see what all these other teams are going to do to get better, right? Like Dallas has $30 million to spend in free agency. There's, you know, Utah is only going to get better. I think that, to your point, yeah, I think they come back to the pack. I think Milwaukee comes back to the pack a little bit. I think that they're a really good team, and perhaps this championship helps them understand what it takes to win, and they'll be, you know, a strong out next year. But I still feel like Brooklyn is the team to beat if they're healthy next season in the East. And, yeah, one of the L.A. teams out West. So, yeah, I'm with you. If I'm CP3, I'm probably looking to link up with the Lakers. But here's the thing. For that to happen, a lot of things have to go right. The Lakers don't have cap space. By the way, the Clippers don't have cap space either. So there has to be sign and trades. It has to get pretty complicated to make that happen. Not to say that it's impossible, but it's not an easy solution, is what I would say. And again, a lot of this depends on what he's looking at financially. If he opts out of $44 million, Crowder, he's going to want probably close to, you know, $30 a year for at least 2 or 3 years, right? Like, you're going to have to give him close to $100 million for 3 more years. That, now, that may be the price of doing business if you're the Lakers or if you're the Clippers, because you kind of need that third guy if you're going to compete with a healthy Brooklyn team.
I have to bring it back to the Heat since we're in Miami. You watch the NBA playoffs, and you watch the Heat get swept by Milwaukee in the first round. And then you watch the remainder of the playoffs and then the finals. If you're looking at all this through the prism of the Miami Heat, George, what are you thinking?
The Heat need another scorer slash ball handler, and they need a big man. I don't know how they go about getting those, but I think that they need someone else who can handle the rock and score. Simultaneously, right? Or not simultaneously, but you can do both skill sets. And they need someone to help Bam. You know, I don't know who that person is. You know, is it John Collins? I don't know if I'd give John Collins a max contract if I'm the Heat. I'm sure they like him. He's a West Palm Beach kid, all that. Like, I get all that stuff. But I don't know if he's a max player. You know, I don't think Kawhi is actually going anywhere. If I'm the Heat, I am looking around at this Colin Sexton situation with Cleveland. It looks like he may be on the way out. You know, I'm looking at New Orleans' situation. I feel like there could be some opportunities there. I think that they're looking to kind of make some big moves because they feel like they're probably on the clock with Zion, right? So maybe someone like a Brandon Ingram becomes available. And you're talking about a two-time All-Star who's 23 or 24 years old. So, you know, and that puts you in a different category. Like, you've got a guy who can score, who can defend, who can pass. You know, maybe you go the veteran route with a Kyle Lowry in free agency. And you try to make a, you know, some sort of sign-and-trade deal with Hero or Robinson or whatnot. Like, I don't know. I mean, they've got flexibility and maneuverability, Hawk. I just don't know what is coming next for them. I will say this. It's been fairly quiet in Miami. And historically, when that happens, something good happens after that. now, you know, I'm not saying that it happens every time that way, but generally speaking, when the Heat are tight-lipped, which is generally how they run their business, things end up working out for them more so than one would have expected.
But none of those options really do enough, do they? Right, Sexton, I mean, Lowry,
depends, right? Like, I mean, are you banking on Bam Adebayo? Are you banking on Bam Adebayo to get better? Like, I think he has to, right? Like, he has to get better. I think that with Jimmy, I think he is what he is at this stage. You know, he's a formed player at 30 years old. He's a good scorer, can get to the free throw line. You know, and you know he's not a 3-level scorer. He's more of a 2-level scorer. So what you need around Jimmy and Bam are guys that can spread the floor and help them do their damage where they need to be. And, you know, with Bam, obviously, you know, they had that great game with him and Duncan Robinson, that dribble handoff. Teams got used to that already. They were able to scout that. It was a lot more difficult to pull that off. So, you know, I trust Spo to pull something else out of his bag to kind of surprise teams and get teams going. I just think, Hawk, to your point, yes, is that enough? I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think that if you look at the situation currently in the East, if you're the Heat, you have to land more than one player somehow. I don't know how you do that, how you pull that off, whether that's free agency and a trade, but you have to land at least two all-star caliber players on this roster. If you can do that, I do think you have the ability to compete even with Brooklyn, because again, the way you're going to beat Brooklyn is with depth, in my estimation, because they're too top-heavy. And it's kind of like what we saw when Dallas beat Miami in the 2011 finals. Their depth eventually overwhelmed them. Yes, LeBron played poorly, but they also forced him to play poorly. I still feel like you can force Giannis, in this case, to play poorly. And I still think, even as talented as Brooklyn is, I don't know if I can trust them to stay healthy. You know, historically, I don't know if I can buy into that. If they are, they're a juggernaut. They're going to be hard to beat regardless of who their opponent is.
George Sedano from ESPN. Did you see Space Jam, by the way, the new one?
I did. I saw it with my seven-year-old daughter. She loved it. You know, it's a kid's movie. You know, there were a couple of lines, probably like a handful of lines that I laughed at because they either made fun of, the old Space Jam, or there was one line, spoiler alert, when LeBron is trying to build his new team, his Toon Squad or whatever, he wanted superheroes, I guess, like Superman and Batman in the Warner Brothers universe or the DC universe. And Bugs Bunny says to him, "What do you think this is, the Miami Heat?" I thought that was a funny line. I thought it was a cute kids movie, for sure. My kid loved it, and that's really that was the whole goal of it.
So. You've seen, obviously, the original. How'd it compare to the MJ original?
I mean, the MJ original, I think it just sits differently with me because I think of it as, I don't know, I was young still then when that movie came out. That movie's a lot slower than this movie. This movie moves faster, and I think that that's just generally the direction we go because we have short attention spans now. And this one has way cool CGI graphics right. And all the bells and whistles. You know, that one is kind of campy, you know what I mean, like the old one, but it's cool. And the soundtrack to the first one is amazing. Like, I think that part of the equation is something we don't talk enough about. And, you know, Bill Murray was funny, although I do think Don Cheadle was like a perfect cartoon kid villain. Like, I thought he did a nice job too. So I liked it. I mean, I liked it because my kid liked it. And that was all, you know, again, the whole goal of it.
So LeBron failed to reach Jordan again. That's all you had to say, George.
That's not what he said.
No, that's not what I said. Hey, he knocked off Black Widow at the box office in week one. That's impressive, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can knock off a Marvel movie, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
George
right,
Sedano,
you know,
from
$32 million, you know?
Yeah, so, nothing to sneeze
you
at.
You can buy a lot of croquetas for that.
It's not Crowder money, but it's something.
Crowder who? Jay Crowder.
George Sedano.
Come on, Crowder.
From...
I know you got those pennies hitting somewhere. Those bags somewhere. They're
it's
somewhere.
It's more than pennies, man. It's more than pennies.
Got it buried in the backyard, George. Nobody's going to find
it. I know. I that's what I feel like. Because we know you don't invest in cryptocurrencies because you can't touch it or feel it. So that's why Hawk is going to end up becoming like this like billionaire. He's going to end up buying teams in Miami in a couple of years.
Not if Ethereum doesn't make a little bit of a comeback sometime soon.
Hey, it's up 10% today, buddy.
There you go. George Sedano from ESPN. Thank you, George. Always enjoy talking hoops with you.
You got it, gentlemen. Be good. Take care.
There you go. George Sedano with a little NBA Finals breakdown.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Let me go hit that ATM, boo.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back live here on Radio Row in Birmingham. Part of the Capital One Orange Bowl Radio Tour. This is our final day out here. There is a fourth day of SEC Media Days, but mercifully they are allowing us to go home.
Don't do Birmingham like that.
Well, I mean, it's not exactly the Riviera. I mean, it's...
I've been to Dave and Buster's 3 days in a row. It's usually my hangout.
You got an Outback, you got a Dave and Buster's, you got a Twin Peaks, a mall.
Endless salad at Olive Garden, had endless breadsticks the other day. You know, I'm making the best of it.
Today, though, special day here in Birmingham at Radio Row because Nick Saban is in the building. Yesterday, Lane Kiffin was here. Josh Heupel was here. Kirby Smart was here. But today, you know, Nick Saban, that's the Rolling Stones. That's Beyonce.
Yes.
You know, that is the real deal. And so there's an added air of excitement. And again, he is scheduled to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. And I will say this. He has a highly regimented schedule.
Oh, for
he's
sure.
Not like one of those guys where, you know, yesterday they said to us, "Oh, maybe Lane will stop by and chat with you, guys," and he didn't. But he's, you know, Lane Kiffin, a little more loosey goosey, if you will.
Loosey goosey is not Saban's life.
Saban is not loosey goosey, but so I would say this in our favor: if he is going to come here, there's a couple things in our favor. He is regimented, so if he has signed off on this is a radio station that I'll go visit, then I would go, okay. And then with you being here, you being a former, I mean, he drafted you, so I would say, you know, he looks at the, he like, I guarantee you, that dude does not go talk to anybody without knowing who the hosts are. He's not one of these, like, he knows. So he sees your name. That might play into our favor.
I've been saying that, man. I think it's a negative.
UM plays Alabama in the first game of the season, and Nick Saban knows that, and he knows part of SEC Media Days and any of the Media Days is to engender interest, right, in the college football season, and that's the college football kickoff, so he knows that obviously we're the Hurricanes flagship station.
And the recruiting of South Florida.
The recruiting.
I think that's a big part of it, too.
He does not mind his voice being heard in South Florida.
No.
Because that's where some of the prime talent is.
All his DBs and receivers are from.
Uh-huh.
Pat Surtain, what got drafted high. Yeah.
If it goes well, Nick Saban will join us in the 3 o'clock hour. So, you know, and again, my plan would be we have to ask him some football questions or else Joe Zagacki will stop talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you guys will reminisce, if you can, about your Dolphins days. You're going to bring up the rookie show where you hired him a stripper.
I was leaning away from that.
No,
that's real
that.
Deep on my list. I got some stories I'm going to tell him if he remembers.
I'm going to try to just kind of pepper him with my nonsensical questions. And not nonsensical, but my non-football questions,
okay.
I should say, and see if we can get him just to say, all right, fellas, I got to go.
I'm going to warn you in advance. I'm going to ignore you like he is.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a team. We're a team and all.
I'm not going to be rude.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be rude.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try to ask him stuff that I know that he doesn't like to talk about and see if
And when he shakes his head, I'm going to shake my head right with him.
In concert with him.
Sorry about that, coach.
Like you guys are Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, both of us. Oh, coach, I'm sorry,
all
coach.
Right, so that is the plan today. So Nick Saban, what we're told is that he's going to stop by here in the 3 o'clock hour, and so we'll prepare for that. But my guess is he doesn't end up showing up. That's just my guess. We were supposed to have Dan Mullen, who is the coach of your alma mater.
Dan came over.
He came over and while we were on the air and shook your hand and said hello
and
then hit it. He never sat down. He didn't do anything.
I gave him the hand signal to have a seat.
We'll see if Saban treats us any better. So we'll keep an eye here on Radio Row. It's in Birmingham. We're at the Hyatt. It is I'm not kidding you. There is an air of excitement in this building because of Nick Saban being here.
It
is
different.
Wild to experience.
It feels different.
It really is wild to experience. So we'll keep our eyes open for him, and maybe in the 3 o'clock hour, Nick Saban will stop on by the old broadcast table here.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Somebody texts in way too angry about this. F you, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!